Hi, this is Graham Nystrom from Coast Community Radio, and today's the third day of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Today we'll be talking about some of the myths behind sexual assault. Sexual assault is defined as sexual contact or behavior that occurs without explicit consent of the victim. Some forms of sexual assault include attempted rape, fondling or unwanted sexual touching, forcing a victim to perform sexual acts, or penetration of the victim's body, also known as rape. What is rape? Rape is a form of sexual assault, but not all sexual assault is rape. There are a lot of myths out there about sexual assault. Let's start out with a big one: false rape accusations. This is something that came up a lot in the news in the last couple of years, and it's something that is often used to excuse rapists from facing the consequences of their actions. In actual fact, false accusations of rape are vanishingly rare, while actual rapes, sadly enough, are not. The CDC estimates that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men in the United States experience some form of sexual violence involving physical contact during their lifetimes. And most of those sexual assaults are never even reported to the police. Of the ones that are reported, an estimated 2% are false. It's just not something that happens very often. Another myth about sexual assault is the well-known stranger in a dark alley. It just doesn't happen that way. Most sexual assaults and rapes are committed by someone the victim knows, and almost 70% happen in someone's home, either the victim, the offender, or another individual. The Harbor's website is harbornw.org, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/harbornw, and they are available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 503-325-5735.